You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. A couple of new albums wrapping up that last set. We finished up with the latest album just released from pianist, composer, and arranger, New Yorker Bill O'Connell, from his album A Change Is Gonna Come. We heard Enough Is Enough. That was off Savant Records. Craig Handy on sax, Lincoln Goines on bass, Steve Jordan on drums, and percussionist Pedrito Martinez. And a new album out of the Belgian jazz scene from bassist Piet Verbist, the album Secret Exit to Another Dimension. We heard the Monk composition Panonica, Hendrik Breckman on guitar, and Lionel Bouvens on drums. Music recorded in Antwerp, Belgium in September of 2020, and he's someone who's been a major figure on the Belgian jazz scene for decades. His fifth album on Origin Records. And big band music got us started. Trumpet player Randy Brecker, working with the Danish radio big band from the album The Jazz Ballad Songbook. We heard Goldfinger. Some additional solo work from trombonist Steen Hansen. We'll head into our final set with music out of the Beatles catalog from guitarist Paul Silberglied. This is from his album The Hidden Standard, Eleanor Rigby. Thank you. This week with music from tenor player David French off of his album Dance of the Bees. Track Ballad from Nowhere, Rick Swager on guitar, Andrew Downing on bass, and Nick Fraser on drums. Music recorded in Toronto in 2010. Back to March 1975 before that, and some gypsy jazz from violinist Stefan Grappelli working with the Diz Desley Trio. The album Violinspiration and Sweet Lorraine, some solo work from Diz Desley on guitar, and bassist Isla Eckinger. And Grappelli became known after working with Django Reinhardt, with whom he founded the Hot Club Quintet of France in 1943. And the set started with music from guitarist Paul Silberglit off of his album The Hidden Standard. We heard Eleanor Rigby. Part of his core sextet includes trumpet player Eric Jacobson and saxophonist Eric Shore. I always look forward to hearing from you folks, so go ahead and email any comments to moz@jazzboulevard.ca. And of course, let me know where you're located in the world. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And if you'd like to help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's ongoing production while enjoying some premium benefits, consider becoming a subscriber on Mixcloud. It only costs about the price of a coffee, and you'll be supporting the music you love. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Since Edwin Drake struck oil in Pennsylvania in 1859, hundreds of thousands of oil and gas wells have been drilled in the state. Many are now so-called orphan wells, wells that have been unused for decades but were never properly plugged and capped.
Some of the wells, because of their age, may only have a pipe sticking out of the ground.
Dan Cunahan is at Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection in the Bureau of Oil and Gas Operations. He says orphan wells can leak toxic chemicals into groundwater and emit methane, a potent global warming gas, into the atmosphere. So for decades, the state's been working to plug orphan wells, which involves placing cement at various depths to seal potential leaks. Funding from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law helped accelerate the effort. Over the past 2 years, Pennsylvania plugged more than 300 wells. That's more than they plugged in the entire decade prior. But it's still just a fraction of the orphan wells in the state.
We have documented over 27,000 abandoned and orphan wells that we have information for, we know the location of.
So there's much more work to do to fix the problem in Pennsylvania and beyond. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're